Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Okay. Republican.
Now, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school a week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes.
Is that a yes support or yes oppose?
I would support them being able to make their own decisions.
And is that a somewhat support? Thank you. And was that is that a somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Strongly, thank you. Now, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Excuse me. would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
That's two different questions, really.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking if you support the criminals being able to withhold their names or the victims to be able to withhold their names.
Yes, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
A bill that would not allow them to use it to protect their names.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed.
Somewhat support,
thank you. Now, do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
So about real estate taxes?
State and local tax burden, yeah.
Yeah, too high.
A little high or much too high?
Much too high.
Thank you. Now, in terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner?
Relatively well used.
The first one, then?
First one, yes.
Thank you. Now, a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship?
Yes,
is that a support or oppose?
Strong yes. Support.
Thank you. Now, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose a legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Support, yes.
Thank you. Now, telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
I do support that.
Thank you. Now, veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant trying to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose the state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
I would support that.
Thank you. And do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
For no particular reason.
I suppose it's in general.
Yeah, read that one more time, please.
Yes. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
It should be.
Thank you. And how likely do you think it would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat likely? Somewhat unlikely or very unlikely?
Probably only if it's, you know, it would depend on what the content was, you know. As far as the public notices, what the topic was and all that. I don't read the paper now to see them. So if I want to know, I go online now if I want to read something about a policy or whatever, or policy change. So I guess the answer is yes, I would do that.
So somewhat likely or very likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, a recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
I think they should be able to.
Thank you. And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Should be able to.
Thank you. And do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
They should be consistent.
Thank you. And now, do you know how to swim?
Do I know how to swim?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And do you think if every child should or should not learn how to swim as a basic life skill?
Absolutely. Should learn how to swim.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track?
Right track.
Right track. Thank you. Now, please tell me if you agree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
And who, what group of people was that?
Oh, teachers. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
Yes.
So do you strongly agree or just somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next, I will read two statements about Florida school curriculum. After each, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. The first one is, public schools should stick to a traditional curriculum only teaching reading, writing, and math, or public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
First one.
The first one, thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
No problem.
And has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
No trouble. You know, they need a bigger house, for example, but don't worry about it. I have to say no to that. I don't.
Thank you. Now, do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
I don't think it's as much of a problem anymore.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce and housing?
Yes, they need to address it.
Thank you. And do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
They should work to advance the affordable housing.
Thank you. And if an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no impact on your voting decision?
And be more likely to vote for them.
Thank you. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency of Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
That's a little more complicated question that I have to understand better what the numbers are both ways. So I know the state didn't expand it initially, but I don't really know the reasons why.
So can I pass on that question? Well, would you want to know your opinion or on where would you lean? It's not like...
Yeah. Probably lean against.
So no to reject the amendment?
I would reject the amendment.
Okay. Thank you. And currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. Now, this proposed expansion of Medicaid would increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. After hearing this, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Probably towards accepting the amendment.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49,
55 plus.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity, white or Caucasian, black
white.
Or African American?
First one.
Yeah. And do you consider yourself Cuban American?
Nope.
And do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
No.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you for doing your work.
Thank you.
Have a happy holiday.
You too. Happy holidays.
Happy holiday. Bye.
Goodbye.